Thank you for making a machine a part of your daily morning routine, and part of that morning routine means fashion. Yes, that's right. It does mean fashion. And why does it mean fashion? Because fashion is everything. When you get up in the morning, what do? You participate in fashion when you pick out the stuff you want to wear for the day ahead. If you look good, you feel good. But it doesn't happen without fashion, okay? So, why are we talking fashion? Because there is a dope fashion show coming up this weekend, this Sunday, the Fabric of Reality Fashion Revolution. Even if it's televised or not, it's still a revolution, okay? And it's happening 4 to 7 p.m. this Sunday. Doraville, New Peachtree, Avenue X Fashions is in the building. And you know what? Because I would go ahead and have a long-winded intro, not my normal ordeal, but I want everybody to introduce themselves at the table, starting with...
Hey, hey, hey. So this is Queen Bee. How you guys doing? I am the founder and co-founder of House of LaRue and Avenue X Fashions.
Yeah, put the X's up. It doesn't just stand for DMX. Baby. It's Avenue X Fashions. Your turn, sir.
Yes, yes. How you doing? This is Jay Caesar. I am the founder of Checkmate Fashion and co-founder of Avenue X.
I'm gonna tell you something. There's a chessboard out there, but they ain't checkmate yet. Okay, the checkmate is right here.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey, sir. Hey, you decide to use their tagline. Let me do your voiceover. And you, sir.
Hey, everyone. I'm Moshea Karashtringer, known as Mo to all my friends. And I am the founder of Maison de Charlotte by Moshea Kara. That is House of Charlotte in English.
Okay, there you go, because everybody needed to clarify. Unless,
yeah,
you know,
first one's French, so I am French, so you know.
Yeah, we going to need Rosetta Stone for you, brother. Right. All right? Yeah, but in the meantime, let's jump right into it. The Fabric of Reality Fashion Revolution. So how did this all come about?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to say 2 years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, because we rebranded our brand, and we got our storefront and everything, and I woke my husband up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, bless his heart, and I said, Avenue X, lighting the way to fashion for all. He was like, okay, and rolled back over. And we wanted to do a show.
Yeah.
And we've been planning this for 2 years. That's how big it's going to be.
You know, 2 years of planning. And I want to ask, because fashion shows are not easy. There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to fashion shows, which is why it needs this extensive planning. But talk about the journey of the planning. And each one of you could talk about it if you like.
Yeah, they each need to talk. So the first part is just making the commitment to do it, and telling not everybody about it, keeping it silent. So we move in silence, like checkmate, right? You know, we had to strategize everything, but first off, I'm gonna say it's truly God that has given us the vision and brought the right people to us.
Yes,
so we stopped looking. My husband, JC, he's gonna tell his part, but we stopped looking. And once we stopped, everything started falling into play. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to let how they came all into play with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the designers we chose for this event really chose us, you know.
Yeah.
We reached out and we found the designs we needed. We got 10 awesome designers that's going to be showcasing at this event. So, yeah. Go ahead, Mo. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little backstory. just because this is my debut.
I think they were looking right, to you right, to come right, with the longer right. story.
Yeah. The foreign languages and all.
You saved everybody.
Yeah. Right.
This story is going to be a little condensed. So, basically, I grew up kind of like Amish, right? Like in a religious group, extremely religious. My father comes from a military background, about 7 generations, U.S. Army and Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. But my mom is German from South Germany, and she worked in the fashion industry there, like luxury, like furs and all that, and was a personal shopper and stylist before that was a thing. So back in the late 60s, early 70s. Then I came along, and... let me see, about 99, my family moved back to the States because my dad's American. Well, some of us did, thus younger siblings. And then I came out about when I was 14, right, to my family. Now, again, I repeat, this is a military family and very religious. So it was difficult for me. So then I moved to Atlanta from Virginia about in 07. And I pursued different things. Like, I became a professional dancer. I'm a certified personal trainer. So through those avenues is when I got into more the modeling side of things, right? Because with production for ballet productions and, you know, entertainment, that kind of thing, I got in front of the camera a lot. So one thing kind of led to another, and I met people in the fashion industry here, which led me to Benet. And that was about 3 years ago. We did this fashion show. It was kind of more like a showcase, right? So it's multiple designers, a little bit of a hot mess. We'll touch on that. Atlanta has a lot of talent, but it's somewhat misguided, right?
So that is that is not the only time I heard that.
I mean, it's the talent there, but it's just the passion is there, and I'm gonna be. We just clicked. I've been blessed to be able to choose my family because of what I just said. You know, went through. Being gay was not okay in my family. It changed a lot of things. Thankfully, with time, most things heal. So now I have a very tight-knit bond with my siblings. With my parents, it's a little off. But I was able to choose my family. So Benet and Julius are my chosen parents. Like, and we've bonded over things. We talk to, like, 3, 4 in the morning because, you know, Benet and I are sewing, doing things. So we have day jobs. So we're also doing our fashion side. And then Julius is on beat doing his work at night. So we're sending crazy videos to keep each other up. And that's how what this fabric is about. You know what I mean? That's, like, the thread that holds us together. It's how we connected. And, you know, we'll talk more about it. But that's my little story. A little bit.
I told you he saved everybody. Y'all count on him for the long story, don't you? The details.
Right.
Y'all just say, yeah, we did it, and then pass it off. Yeah, I get it. I get it now. No, but I will say this. That was heavy. Thank you for your transparency, because it's not easy, and I'm sure it wasn't easy over time to have to deal with what you dealt with, and you came across Avenue X and the two phenomenal people sitting across from you and really felt within your heart accepted when a lot of society doesn't. And that is amazing, and thank you for sharing that, because we got a lot of listeners out here who are going through the same thing currently that you are going through, but they don't know where to start or they can't feel within their heart that they actually have a true family that stands for them and beside them. And so,
well, that's what my brand is about. That's what both of, I mean, all of our brands are about. And that's how we connected. And I mean, I'm debuting my brand for the first time. And
awesome.
But I just started. I also just started, like, over the holiday, past holiday season, and it's because of Benet, because we went through a rough time this past year, and we reconnected, and she brought out the best in me. Like, as I was struggling to find out, I was trying to figure out what my passions were. I was getting depressed with my personal training. Just everything seemed to be kind of plateauing, and they kind of pushed me to just follow my passion. Just do it. So
absolutely.
I tell him to put his big boy pants on. Yeah.
But so now that we're here, it's 2 years of planning, and all of that gets showcased this weekend. So what is the feeling like right now? How excited are you to have this 2 years of planning pour out right here on one phenomenal day?
I'm gonna speak for myself. I am so excited in how everything is coming together, and how Mo, you know, eloquently stated, how everything with the fabric, even with the theme, the fabric of reality is how everything is woven together, you know, how we thread and piece things together like a beautiful quilt, you know, and everybody that is a part of this have been going through a lot of distractions. I mean, everybody from myself with my health, from, you know, Mo to Jay Caesar to even a lot of designers are like, oh, my gosh, this happened. And even the performers, we've got some three fabulous performers that are local to Atlanta that are also showcasing and debuting their, you know, their EPs. And I'm so honored with it, you know, and they're family to me. These are my kids, you know, and we are a family. We are knitted together purposely. Purposely. So now that it's all coming together, ain't nothing gonna stop us. It's a wrap. And we want to give people the experience. It's all about the experience. It's all about when they come in, and from our 20-foot silver carpet to, you know, the vendors to, you know, the food from our three fabulous chefs. I got to give a shout out to Chef Lexi, Dew's Kitchen, and Chef B. And it's going to be just an experience that no one has seen it at this level of fashion in Atlanta. You know, you see the celebrity shows that are big and everything like that. But most of the other shows, I'm going to be nice with this. I will be nice. Most of the other shows are thrown together. I'm going to say they're thrown together. You know,
that's not the first time I've heard that either.
We are not thrown together. It is, everything is done decently and in order. Period.
That's what it is. Now we can't, when it comes to that part of the story, we count on you. There we go. Because it was like, yep, everybody looking at me. Well said. Like, yep, I don't need to go. Said it all. And you said it all, you've done it all, and now we're here, the weekend is here, and you have phenomenal models, you have phenomenal brands that are supporting you, but I know we're limited on time, but guess what? Because this is the 102.6 The Situation, and you're here, we got a commercial-free zone coming up, but still, my thing is that we're giving it an extra few minutes because I want to ask this question, right? So through all of this planning, what has been the hardest, the most challenging? Look at that reaction. What has been the most challenging out of this experience, the 2 years of planning?
The models.
Yeah, well... Yep, well, we're going to throw the pen in the air now. Yep, that's what we're going to do. Yep, that yet again, not the first time I've heard that.
The models.
But
self-appointed models.
Like, but yeah. Put it that way. But this is the, but here's the thing, you know, they're also getting a learning experience and humbling moments because when it comes to casting calls, when it comes to the behind the scenes at the actual show and all of that, it is very important. And we want to remind models out there that it is very important to not only pay attention to detail, but please follow
directions. Exactly. Yes.
I promise you.
Yes.
Follow directions. If the emails say you need to be here by this certain time, please be here by this certain time.
That's the problem. These people don't read.
Reading is fundamental.
This young generation doesn't read. They scan the first part and then they think they know the information. They don't read anymore.
Reading is fundamental. And it can be fun if you got into the fundamentals. I guess we don't really even need to go further into that that was pretty self-explanatory because we've had to do that once before too.
So, you know, can I put something out there? So,
let them know.
I got to let you guys know. So, being a part of the Avenue X Fashion family, I'm going to let you guys know, we give you opportunities not only to learn and to grow, but we give you an opportunity to make that money.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about that money making.
Yeah, so what we do is, you know, of course, you know, you're selling tickets, right?
Yeah.
We're not in it for the money. This is a vision that came 2 years ago that we've been working and praying and just being obedient to what needs to be done. So with the ticket sales, we give the models a commission off their sales. So if you say you got all these friends and family and everybody supports you and you whoop, 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 then you need to make that
then
money.
Then put it on the table.
Then put it on it. Right.
Tell them show
up. Slap that spade down on the table and say, hey, show up for me so I can get some money. I can get my commission. And it's not a cheap commission either. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and then we're feeding them for real, for real. We're not just giving you bottles of water and chips. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. But that's the thing. That's the thing with these designers that aren't professional and don't know what they're doing, because they want to get their stuff out so fast, but they're not being patient and ready,
right.
Waiting for the right time.
Right time.
So in the fashion industry, yes, you have to move quickly, but you also, when you're putting your brand out there, you have to take your time and make sure it's done correctly.
Correctly.
Yes.
And so these models also, on their end, they're not trained right. At the casting, that's not the time to learn. Like, if we're picking you out, you better already come correct. You're supposed to do that on our own.
Top card and everything.
But we offer training times. Like, outside of a show, we offer training and coaching.
Right.
And we also have opportunities for paid. And I'm not talking about just commission. I'm talking about you can get a check. You don't have to sell tickets.
Right.
All this other stuff. And
you
can get published for free. You don't have to be. The model does not need to pay to be in a magazine.
The
model does not need to pay. You don't need no fee, no $100, no $200 to be in a magazine, to be published.
And we're published designers.
Exactly.
We're published designers. Mm. Like, Mo's been published multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, myself and Jay Caesar, we've been published multiple times. And at our show, we have invited and have confirmed 5 agencies, real agencies, real modeling agencies.
Here we go.
Magazines that will be there scouting, because you don't know who's going to be there. And like you said, the fundamentals is paying attention and following directions. That's what people look for in this industry. Because not only are we fashion, we're also, I'm a published author. I'm a filmmaker. JC's is a filmmaker. Mo is an actor. So you don't know what this opportunity is going to bring you, even being in the presence and being prepared.
Yep. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
PPP, that's what
it
is,
exactly.
You know?
That's the real PPP.
Right.
There you go. That's right. So, final question before we close here. What is the most out of the whole entire show? What are you most looking forward to seeing?
Ooh.
If you had to choose any part, any portion of the show, I got to make this a little tough for y'all, because you could easily say, because if I blanket this question, you could easily say, oh, I'm looking most forward to the whole show. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But no, I need to be specific. Mm-hmm. What are you really most looking forward to out of the entire program?
You take it.
Everybody do their own.
You go first.
He's done the less talking. Yeah,
he's
talking.
Right.
Okay, so what am I most looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the other designers, what they're bringing to the table, what they're bringing out. That's what I'm looking forward to mostly out of this event.
Okay.
So, yeah. I just want to see what everybody else, what they've been working
what
on.
What they're coming with.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are they bringing the heat?
Yeah.
Basically, it's almost like in your mind, you're like, I'm looking most forward to, I'm mostly looking forward to seeing the other designers, but really in your mind, it's a heat check. Like, they coming with it. They gonna be here the next show.
Yes, we're all designers, and you know, we're doing what we're doing, but you know, you're gonna be checking on the other designers. See
of course,
bring it.
It's
just part of it.
You're checking to see who's coming back next year.
It's
scouting report.
And it's business. And you,
a little bit.
You can also say, hey, I might have got an idea from this designer. You know,
inspiration is great.
Exactly.
Inspiration is key.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Okay, so with me, because I'm debuting my collection, I mean, I'm wearing everything I did here that I'm wearing today. I painted, took pants, made shorts out of them. Everything's done by me, so it's an upcycled brand. So it's very, well, I'm European, so my brand is kind of bougie, even the streetwear. So I'm waiting to see the feedback and the connections and growing my brand. That's really what I need to make that money. So yeah, it's full house, and I just want to hear the criticism and the positive feedback that I, you know, that you want to hear when you're when you have a brand. You know, absolutely. Especially in the fashion industry, you can't take it personal, but you need to get feedback like all the time, because one day you're in, next day you can be out. Your shit can be like antiquated, and no one's gonna buy it. So you want to stay current and make sure you have fresh ideas always coming. So yeah, that's
what I'm looking forward absolutely. To. And Benet?
I am looking forward to the aftermath. I'm looking forward to the aftermath and the people's expressions and experience, because even our gift bags, which I brought one for you today.
Hey! Okay.
Even our gift bags are off the chain. Shout out to all our sponsors. There's too many to name, but you guys have been great with the stuff that you put in these bags. It's just not business cards. There's some dope stuff in there. But I'm looking forward to the aftermath and watching the people enjoy the experience. And yeah, let's just... It's a revolution, yo.
Yes, it is. And how can, and I know you don't have many left. I heard around, the word around town is there's not much space left.
There isn't.
There is not. We only, and I'm so, only. I'm so grateful. I won't cry because I'm glad y'all can't see me, but we only have 20 tickets left.
20.
At $15.
Mm-hmm. 20 at 15.
50. That's it. 1-5. 1-5.
1-5.
1-5.
Go get them.
Shout out to Classy Ass Cigar Lounge. They're going to be in the building too. We got a cigar lounge for you guys, but it's sold out. But you can purchase additional ticket online. You can't get a ticket. It can still go in, but that VIP is sold out like within our first like 4 days.
Tell the people where they can snap up these 20 tickets.
Yes. So you can find us on Instagram, Avenue X21. Mm-hmm. Checkmate, CHEQ.
MATE.
MATE. underscore fashion.
You're going to have to learn how to spell that, man. Brand.
Okay.
That's your.
Yeah, I know, right?
How to spell brand.
House of LaRue, the number one.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, your IG.
My turn? You're going to have to. Okay, you so. Might, your spell yours.
No, so for no, mine, the easiest way to get to my link, you know, Maison de Charlotte by Moshiya Kara, it's going to be Maison de Charlotte by MK. But the easiest way to get there, instead of spelling it all out, is go to Mo, just M-O, Stringer Fitness. That's it. And the link's right in the bio. So real simple. Mo Stringer Fitness. Link is in the bio to my fashion page.
Or Eventbrite.
We did not need Rosetta Stone for that. There we go. Mo Stringer Fitness. Yep. There you go.
Click the link in the bio.
So the link for the tickets, as we were talking about, is indeed. On each one of our Instagram pages.
Right.
So go to the Instagram pages, and it's in the link.
In the bio.
In the bio.
Absolutely. Yes. So listen. This is the first interview, by the way. This is the first interview for Avenue X, and I'm honored and privileged to be the first one to bring Avenue X to radio.
Right.
Yes! That's what we do here on the Morning Machine and the 102.6 The Situation. Mm. That's how we throw down here.
Okay.
When you come across something phenomenal, you act on it. You bring them in.
Yes, sir.
And they get this Morning Machine experience right here with Brother Rob, always on the job. And that's how we do it. Once again, thank you all for being on the show.
Thank you.
Like I said, this is not your last time being here, because absolutely you can't get rid of me, Brother Rob, even if you tried. Yes. So your family now.
Absolutely.
You stuck with us.
That's
and
right.
That's a very beautiful thing. But yes, thank you all for being on. And thank you for sharing everything about this dope fashion show y'all got coming up this Sunday. New Peachtree Road, Doraville, 4-7 this Sunday. The fabric of reality. Even it's so real and virtual reality too.
Right.
The fabric of reality, fashion revolution. The revolution. It may be televised. but you need to be a part of it. And it is with Avenue X Fashions. And shout out to all the models, everybody who has participated in this phenomenal event. Come out, snap up them 20 tickets. Let's get into it. Once again, thank you so much. Really appreciate you all.
Yes.